Welcome to Bropostles, the comedy advice show for young adult Catholics. Today, we will be answering a question from a 38-year-old woman who is suspicious that her husband is in habitual mortal sin, and we will answer a question from both a woman who's not sure if a guy likes her and a guy who's not sure if a girl likes her. Spoiler alert, they both definitely do. And we finally answer the question that we've all been wanting to know. Ethan, what do you think about wearing shorts at Mass? All this and more on today's episode of Bropostles.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to Bropostles, episode 12, the Catholic comedy advice show for Catholics who take their faith seriously but not themselves. I'm Ethan, aka at Catholic Ethan.
And I'm Patrick at Catholic Pat on all channels, including my Substack, which is dead. Someone subscribed for the year on Substack. Yeah. Without me having posted anything, and I feel bad.
That's why I call it Scrub Stack.
It's because it's for the scrubs.
It's for both writers and readers.
I like the idea of having a Substack. Like my good friend culture critic, aka now known as the Culturist, the artist formerly known as Culture
Crazy
Critic.
Rebrand, by the way.
Crazy rebrand. He's got 200,000 subscribers on his Substack. He's like, I've talked to him. He makes multiple six figures on that Substack. It's just crazy.
Why don't you have millions of followers on X that you can pivot into a six figure a month newsletter? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Apparently just ruining my reputation. That's apparently what I've been doing on X.
What happened? Why is your reputation?
I don't know. I think I started talking about politics more often, and so I'm going to stop doing that.
But you're correct about politics.
I know. I'm just going to keep my little opinions to myself. See, this is the problem, though, is that this is why I saw a study that looked at the polls, predictive polls of.
I thought you meant the Polish for a second. I was polls, like, no. What are the polls up to?
I looked at predictive polls prior to elections and post elections, and all of them underestimated. All of them underestimated the right wing side, like for immigration.
They always do.
For Planned Parenthood. And it's because when you talk about when you have conservative opinions, people just shout you down. Mm-hmm. And so you might as well just like hold them close to the vest, because especially now, because people just believe them anyway, you know, just let them shout you down. I don't know. I just don't want to be the shouted down guy. I'm just not.
You'd rather shout other people down.
No,
you'd rather speak truth to power.
I'd rather write a little thread about the, you know, about the Crusades and a book that I read and get millions of dollars deposited to my checking account.
Well, you're all on your own, because now that I've gotten monetized on X mainly through the incessant replies about a non-binary queer-coded video game on my profile, I guess that's my thing now. I'm going to dye my hair blue. I'm going to change my profile picture to a crudely drawn horse. I'm going to put a bunch of flags in there, and I'm going to start doing the non-binary grift. I'm going to see if that works out. Traditional Catholic turned non-binary because of Undertale. You know, I think that's what
great idea.
People will really like, will really connect with that.
I don't know what Undertale is, but I support you. This is gonna do great for the brand. I think this paves the way for us starting the Authentic Femininity podcast hosted by men.
Yes,
I think
finally.
We've been talking about it for years. I think we should do it. I jokingly brought it up at a young adult event I was speaking at, and the two girls that I brought it up to, they were like, to the two girls in the conversation, they were like, I would totally listen to that. And I was like, oh no.
No,
never mind. It's not funny. It's not funny anymore.
They took it earnestly. Oh no.
They were like, I'm so interested to hear what like Catholic men think about femininity. I'm like, that's so sweet. The women that I know on Twitter would not think that was funny at all. They would get very upset.
No.
But that's the thing, is most women are not on Twitter.
That's true. The women that are on Twitter, we got to send someone to their house. Just check up on them.
We got to send them to that new little summer camp in the Everglades. That's what I think.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, okay.
That's where I think we should send them. I think we should send them to the...
Everyone is all ups. Every presidency, the president comes out with a new cage for Mexicans. That's what I've noticed. And every time people are mad. When Obama had the cages, people were upset. When Trump had cages, people were upset. When Biden had cages, people were upset. They said that they were Trump cages, but they were in fact Biden cages. And now we've got a new set of Biden cages. My thought is maybe the problem's not the cages.
Maybe. Good point, actually. What if we don't have cages? What if we have an open air prison?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like one big fence. It's not a cage because there's no top.
No, it's just a fence.
Fence.
Yes.
And they the have alligators to sleep outside.
Inside the open air.
Inside
so that it's so big that you don't have to like creep through the Everglades wondering where's the alligator going to get me. You can see they're all there. And it's they're a strategy of like, okay, when do I go across to the mess hall? Do I wait until they're sleeping? Do I try to outrun them? Do I run on their backs? You know,
like jump on them. It is funny and performative to see the alligator Alcatraz stuff on X because people are like, people are going to die. Do you think the alligators are in there? Don't worry. No one's getting in or out. So
I think Trump is on record saying that if people try to run away, the alligators will eat them. And that's their punishment for running away.
True. prisons are in the wild all the time. There's forests around prisons and there's bears and cougars in the forest.
So you thought it was okay to put Sirius Black in Alcatraz, but you don't think it's okay to put an illegal alien near some alligators? Explain that to me. The alligators are basically the Dementors. And an alligator Alcatraz is essentially I forget what the name of the dang prison is in
Azkaban.
Harry Potter.
I said it earlier. Alligator Azkaban. Alligator Azkaban. And Trump is literally Hitler. Trump is in Harry Potter.
Trump is Voldemort, and alligator Abercrombie. Alligator Abercrombie and Fitch, Azkaban. Where you're stuck in there and you have to smell the perfumes and you can't get out.
What if it was alligator Abercrombie and it was a hip clothing store in the middle.
Alligator Air Apostle, and you're stuck in there with your mom and you're 12 and you don't know what to get, but you know you're supposed to be in there kind of. And if you leave, you don't have a ride home.
That's a we'll do the ChatGPT generate an image of an alligator wearing a tight t-shirt and fashionable ripped up skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Alligator Abercrombie.
That's pretty funny.
That's good. This is the kind of content that people came here for.
Exactly. I think we should give some advice to people who have written in. You can send an email to ethan@broapostles.com. You can also join our Discord community, broapostles.com/Discord. The Discord community is growing after the great 2025 prune.
The prune,
That's another great place where you can submit a question. But we take questions about anything. We take questions about evangelization, relationships, church stuff, work stuff. I mean, you got a question.
Dating.
We'll give you an answer. And that's about all we promise on this show.
It might not be a good one, but it'll be...
But there have been multiple marriages that have resulted from this show. So,
and children, therefore. So,
yes, okay. You're welcome.
Ethan and Pat, some weeks ago, I saw a girl I was good friends with in high school in my junior year and her senior year. We were mutually interested in each other, but it never went anywhere, and that was my fault.
Yes, it was.
She was very effusive. And friendly. I love when girls are effusive.
Put down the thesaurus, man.
She said, "It's so good to see you," like 6 times in the course of our conversation. Then we hugged upon meeting and leaving. And then she texted me the day after that we should saying we should keep in touch and said that she means she thought about it. Rather than just saying it, you know, off like as an afterthought. So here's my question. Do you think she's interested in me? My guy friend said she wasn't, but he was also under the impression she was already in a relationship, which she's not. I'm pretty sure that all signs point toward, yes, I am young and inexperienced. Women don't always make sense. I've never asked anyone out before. Please help. Potentially relevant information. She's 3 months older than me, a rising junior at a different college. I'm a rising sophomore. What do you think, Ethan?
Ladies, on behalf of all the Catholic men out there, I'd like to apologize.
Shut up. Shut up.
We're not sending our best.
Yeah, she obviously likes you, dude. She totally does.
Yeah. A woman that I know pinned me to the hood of my car and kissed me on the lips with her lips. You think she's into me?
She hugged you. It's so good to see you. It's so good to see you. It's so good to see you. We should keep in touch over the... That's it. She likes you.
When women don't like you and they run into you, they're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'm just going... Anyway.
What are you doing with the rest of your day?
Yeah, see you later.
That's how you get out of the conversation.
Yeah. They really don't... There's no interest... in you, they don't touch you. Sometimes you ever like see a girl you haven't seen in a long time. She like tries to shake your hand, and you're like, "All Ooh. Right,
yeah, I guess we're doing."
When
that.
I'm married, it makes sense. I try not to touch a woman unless she initiates Correct. The contact. Now that I'm married, the next move clearly so it's obvious she likes him. But what's his next move?
Your
tattoo
next move
of her name on his chest to let her know that you reciprocate.
Gotta go lower.
You should text her and be like, you remember when we were into each other in high school?
Gay.
Hey, I have something to tell you. I used to have a big crush on you. Don't
you know,
do that.
It's so That's funny. Like, I used to have a big crush on you. Yeah, oh my
it's
God.
Crazy. It's crazy. Oh, such crazy. I used to think you were so freaking hot, bro.
And now
you're older and more mature.
No, you hit the wall.
You hit the it's wall.
They do say that women hit the wall at about 22.
Yeah. You know who says that?
Who?
The 23-year-olds. I think you should give her a call. It's summer. You've run into each other. You're obviously both home. Let's go get Froyo. How about a drive-in movie? Let's go see F1 starring Brad Pitt and feel the rush of octane together. Whoa!
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Let's go see the Odyssey.
Yes,
by Christopher Nolan in IMAX.
Let's go see Barry Lyndon re-release 4K 50th anniversary 3-hour movie about French people.
Yeah,
together. I think
let's
you should
go see
just
Pixar's Elio.
This so could be so that it doesn't what?
So it doesn't completely bomb. It just gets a little bit more money.
This could be the summer. This could be your summer. Some people are saying it's Xbox 360 summer. Some people are saying it's the white boy summer. Some people are saying it's the summer of the podcast. It could be anything. This could be your summer. You could have a hot, beautiful American summer with this girl. And you're instead what you're doing is you're riding into a podcast.
You
could be having popsicles on a Ferris wheel right now. And you're and you're talking to
and
us.
And you're writing into a podcast. Stop listening to the podcast. Go call this girl.
Go eat a funnel cake and win this woman a bear.
Go fix up a car with your friends and race it through the gutters of Los Angeles and go and find out that she goes to your high school.
Uh-huh.
And then you fly away in the car. And
is this
you
Chitty
are
Chitty Bang Bang?
No, it's Grease.
Grease. Grease Lightning. Watch Stranger Things season 3 and whatever they do in that episode's run of television, that's what you should do. Go to the mall. See if you can uncover a Russian base.
Yeah.
This could all be very good for you.
Watch The Americans and whatever they do in that show, do it with her.
Watch The Sopranos and see how Tony Soprano treats women in the show, and that is how you should proceed.
That's how you treat her.
Yeah. Watch the show. Watch the episode of every Nickelodeon sitcom where the AC goes out in the summer, and whatever they do to cool off, that's what you should do to with this girl. Yeah,
that's exactly it. All right, easy question.
Have a beautiful, wonderful summer with this girl, and report back in 2 weeks when you guys are dating.
Extremely excited. Question about. I'm gonna do the one from. Okay, this one. All right.
Yeah.
This is part pondering, part question. Exciting. I've had times where I thought a first date went well, but didn't get a second date. Otherwise, other times I thought it was awkward and the guy asked me out again. What gives? Do most guys decide on the spot whether to ask a girl out again, or do they give it a day or so? I've been on 23 first dates in my 7 years of dating, and I can't figure out the rhyme or reason. And with all my exes, the first date was a clear connection off the bat, but now they're my exes. So I try to encourage meeting in person sooner rather than later. It's just weird sometimes. Like tonight, I had a first coffee date with a guy I met on Hinge. We were chatting and laughing and had a couple of awkward silences, but nothing majorly off. But then as we were finished our coffee, he was like, let's get going. Then he shook my hand. And when I got home and texted him, thank you, he said, thank you. I had a great time too. And I'm 99% sure I will never hear from him again. I would have said yes if he asked me out again. I wasn't like smitten or anything, but still. The way I see it, my job is to be myself and the right guy will love me for me eventually. Understanding the mysterious man. Ethan, what should we tell our beloved listener?
So the question is, I don't understand the question.
Why sometimes she goes on dates and they feel great, but they there's no second date. And then sometimes she's like, oh, I'm so awkward. And then he asks her out again anyway. So what gives? I think your clock is just off.
Yeah, you've got your someone's knocked your block off.
Yeah, so, you ever just knock your boy's block off?
Yes, that's what they used to say back in the day when they was like, it's time off. Time for face cuffs. We're like, I'll knock your block off. I'll clean your clock.
Clean your clock.
That's every white guy's dream for a minute is to tell someone, I'm going to clean your clock, and then in fact clean his clock.
Amen.
Gosh, that would feel so good. I might go get in a fight tonight.
Did you ever get in a fight when you were a kid?
Well, I was a kid. One time, Tony Fry made fun of me at the basketball hoop, and he pushed me, and I tried to push him. He said, what are you going to do, kid, on your karate uniform? I wasn't even in karate. And he was saying, we could get into a karate uniform.
That's kind of funny.
Maybe it was funny. And then I cried, and then we went to counseling together.
Oh, man. You went to counseling?
Yeah. There's like the school counselor.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, well, I was the school counselor was like, Ryan.
You can't make fun of this guy. And I was like, damn straight, counselor. You know what's up.
You got the lawyers involved. Mm-hmm. It was a neighborhood brawl. It was at my friend Ryan's house. And two kids from down the road, they were making fun of my buddy Ryan. And so we squared up. And in my head at the time, it was like super cool in Smash Bros. But now looking back, it's that meme of like two idiots fighting.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. So you can picture that. Me and a scrawny kid named Ryan and his neighbors, and we're just tussling.
I'm so afraid.
It was scheduled.
Put up your dukes. Meet me at the flagpole after class.
Yeah. Meet me at the green thing down the road at 3 p.m.
And then when you were going up there, were you like
we drew sharks in blue chalk we're the Puerto Ricans on the ground, and they were the Jets.
Or you could be the Soches and they were the Greasers. Or you could be the Greasers. The only thing I remember about the Outsiders is that the main character kept taking pills. He was just taking ibuprofen all the time. I was like, this guy's addicted to painkillers.
Imagine getting addicted. How much would you have to take to get addicted to ibuprofen?
It's like getting addicted to water. It's like something that just doesn't do anything for you. All right. What was the question? I think it's a bit pretty basic. So when it's awkward and the guy asks you out for a second date, it's because he likes you. And then when it goes well, but they don't ask for a second date, it's because they don't like you.
Yeah. Guys know if they like you before
instantly
you even think about that question. Like it's before it's even hit your brain.
Yeah.
They've figured it out. Guys, like it's so like ladies, if he's not responding to your texts, if he's not like willing to meet you he doesn't really like you that much. I've driven thousands of miles to hang out with the girl I liked. It's just very, maybe I'm just a simp. Okay.
Probably. We're gyno-cucked, you and me.
you and me both, brother. But I will say, I found it common that guys will pretty much go out of their way if they like a girl. Mm-hmm. And so if he's not going out of his way, he just doesn't like you. And there's nothing wrong with you, dear listener. Nothing wrong with you at all. There's a lid for every pot. All right. So don't worry. Don't worry about it.
There's crack for every pipe.
There's crack for every pipe. And you're there's, I can't think of a better one.
that's funny. That's peak. Ladies need like a 5-paragraph persuasive essay to feel like they like you. They need to kind of get your background.
Yeah.
Talk to you for a little bit. Guys, it's like, it's a look.
Wooed.
Yeah. Guys, it's like a look and a vibe. And as long as you can produce a sentence without, as long as you can produce a sentence, yeah. I think that's it for most guys. You don't really have to do too much. It's like, I like how she looks. I like how she feels when we're around each other. And she never killed anybody. So, and even if she has, who am I to say that's good or bad? I wasn't there.
Who am I to judge? Yeah. So yeah, this is how it's supposed to work, right? It's, you know, the man is supposed to be the romantic chaser. That's like,
this is the one thing I do have a problem with about the movie Transformers. I do think there's a large inaccuracy. It's not a major plot point, but it's a semi-major plot point, is that Michaela, played by Megan Fox, she has a juvie record.
Yeah.
Because she helped her dad steal cars because her dad was, you know, poor, down and out. And like, that's how she knows so much about cars. And then Sam Witwicky, as he's in this like romantic whirlwind adventure with alien robots, stops and goes, when were you going to tell me about your juvie record? And they have like a rift in the middle of the movie. And it's like, first of all, no guy who gets to go on an amazing alien adventure with the hottest girl in school would be like, I can't believe you. When were you going to tell me about you stole cars with your dad? They'd be like, that's pretty sick that you stole cars with your dad. I actually think that's so cool.
Nice.
Like, I wish my dad stole cars, you know?
Yeah. But he doesn't. I've always had a lot of respect for people actually who steal cars. So that's actually pretty cool of you.
Actually. That's actually really neat. Like, whatever. It's not many things take me out of the movie. I think that's lame. I think the movie is the movie. But B, I have been a teenage boy. And it's like, if I was with the hottest girl in school, I'd be like, awesome. That's so cool. You have a I've never broken the law ever. Do you want to show me how to steal a car sometime?
I always steal cars.
Yeah.
You show me.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, I just had to bring that up. Sam Witwicky. Let's get some better writing in the Transformers room, folks.
Almost fumbled.
Yeah.
All right.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs?
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
I am married. 38-year-old woman. My husband and I are married 30 months. Also, I like people are still calling you Dr. Ethan, even though that bit has kind of been set aside.
No, I mean, once you get the doctorate, it's kind of like president, you know, like even when you're done.
Still Mr. President.
You're still Mr. President, yeah.
My husband and I are married 3 months, both cradle Catholics. While dating, I was listening to an episode of Catechism in a Year. Long story short, my husband now realized for the first time he shouldn't receive Holy Communion when he's in a state of mortal sin. Now that we're married, I notice he doesn't take the Eucharist more often than not. We do attend confession together semi-regularly. Should I ask him about the mortal sin keeping him from communion as a wife who cares deeply about him? Please keep this anonymous. Thank you. Not a person's name. Not going to say the name.
This is actually a really great question because I feel
it
like
is
there's
tough. I'm like going
no
back
good
and
answer.
Forth in my head.
I would defer to you because you're the theology guy. And so you probably have a better bead on this than I do.
So there's like, it, you should always assume virtue, right? So if he's not receiving communion, maybe he just doesn't feel properly disposed. Now, that's unlikely. People typically receive, you know, that's typically how it goes. Like in college, you see someone not receiving communion, you're like, ah, sorry, buddy. You know.
Yeah, I saw you at Tubby's last night. I understand.
I understand. I get it.
We've all been to Tubby's at one time or another.
What's Tubby's? Please Tubby's tell me it's a normal bar.
Tubby's is just a regular bar in Manhattan, Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, this guy drank or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if it seems like he's doing it more often than not, you go to confession semi-regularly. I would recommend that you bring up going to confession more often than you are. Like, so the thing that, so, okay, he might be avoiding receiving communion. He doesn't want you to notice because he's embarrassed about his sin, right?
Yeah.
You definitely, it's like you probably shouldn't like call him out on it unless you want to, like, don't call him out, but unless you want to have him talk to you about it, whatever. But I would say bring it up more often than not so that he has more opportunities to avail himself of the sacraments in a way that's like discreet and not embarrassing, you know? Like, I feel for this guy. You know, I don't want him to be like
right
avoiding the sacraments, but I also don't want him to receive the sacraments in a state of mortal sin, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's my advice, would be just like bring him to confession more often than you think. Like, maybe go every 2 weeks. You know, if you see him missing the Eucharist every other week, like, go every 2 weeks, you know?
Anyway. I think one of the worst things that you can do is bring it up and be like, you're watching Prawn.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably not the move. I think going to confession more often is great. I think you can encourage him to do other things that are good for him in a way that is not nagging. This is hard for women. No offense. We love you deeply.
Yeah.
But if there's some type of men's group, or it sounds like you don't have kids because you've only been married for 3 months, so you don't really have kids to worry about, which is, it's kind of nice for this situation.
Yeah.
You can say like, hey, you should go to the men's group thing at the parish, or, hey, have you ever considered, I was reading about spiritual direction. I think I might get a spiritual director. What do you think about getting a spiritual director? I'm not trying to say be manipulative or anything, but you can't bring up the thing that he's doing wrong and then propose a solution, because that's a nag. So you have to come up with like,
or be things like, hey, that you think will help him. I found this really cool thing called a brick, and you can like brick your phone. You know, like, I think I'm going to get it for myself. Do you want me to get you one too?
Yeah. And do you want to get bricked together?
You should be. You're newlyweds. You got to be. Come on. It's very important to make sure that you get bricked, so you're not always on your phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Brick is a app that, it's a physical key that locks down your phone. I use it to get rid of social media on my phone. So I will check my feed and incessantly. My replies. And
I told Patrick to log off of X the other day because he was just way too online. He was reading too much into too many tweets. I was like, this, they're talking about me and this person is. And so I said, you just got to log off. And then 5 minutes later, he texted me about a to-do that I gave him 4 months ago. And he's like, well, this is what you get when I log off of X. And I don't know if I...
But then I also saw something on X and then I sent it to you. Did you get that message?
I did.
It was very funny. They arrested a 19-year-old pilot because he was doing an unauthorized solo flight to Antarctica. And I said, beast. Wow, even Antarctica is deporting illegals.
Wouldn't it be funny if each country, if each continent had their own, like Antarctica had a like an ice Trump, you know?
Yeah.
And he was up in his ice tower and he goes, it's very cold, but we like it cold, don't we, folks? We love it cold.
We're gonna be
trying to fly in to do research. We're not gonna let them. We need to send them back to South Africa where they can get robbed.
And the puffins, they keep trying to come to Antarctica, but we're not gonna let them, folks. We're gonna build an ice.
The emperor penguins, they're big. But I
I can tell you've been watching a lot of Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis coded Trump impression. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
very big. Your Trump impression is great.
Thank you.
I can't do it.
It's hard. It's The voice is, it comes and it goes. It depends on, you know, what
the
I'm saying.
The cadence is what you got to get down.
The cadence is what you have to get down. And he's different now. He's kind of older. I think there's going to be two. Yeah. There's going to be 2016 Trump impersonators, and there's going to be, you know, 2024 Trump impersonators. And you got to figure out how to do. I haven't seen enough of him because he does still have those like spikes where he comes up, you know, but most of the time he's down here.
I mean, it's been a decade, and a decade is a lot.
A long time.
70-year-old, you know.
He's 78, and he's still doing, he's still hitting us with crazy all-time one-liners. So.
And his social media posts are getting more and more unhinged. Anyway, so that's a brick. The thing with this guy is he is very obvious. The indication that if he wasn't avoiding communion and he was just like watching pornography, which is what we're going to assume it is, it could be binge drinking. But I feel like you would know that if it was.
Yeah, it could be arson. It could be. He could be stealing cars.
He could be stealing cars with Megan Fox.
With Megan Fox, yeah.
Yeah. The
Ouija board. It could be anything.
We're going to assume that he wants to stop. And so, like, giving him tools to help him stop without him knowing that they're for that or, like, you know, is a good way to go about it. So then, like, so the two practical tips would be, like, come up with ideas like that. Get the brick for yourself. Be like, hey, also, you only need one key and you can use it for all your devices. So it's, like, super cheap.
Honey, I love you so much. I love that we've been married for 3 months. I got you a PlayStation 5. And we can put it in the living room. And I got you a copy of the Uncharted collection. Let's play all the Uncharted games together. And now he'll be so in love with the story of Nathan Drake that he won't have time to do anything.
Including
work that may set him back on his spiritual journey. So that's an option. Play Uncharted 1 through 4 with your husband.
Great idea. Next question. From Josh Fitz. I am a 20-year-old male. I'm going to ask, make sure he didn't say anonymous. Okay. I currently live alone in a nice apartment in a good area. The rent increase is becoming unaffordable. Fortunately, I know a friend who is looking to move into an apartment with three additional dudes and is interested in inviting me along, five total. Okay. It would be great. It fit my commute, but I snore incredibly loud, so much that it is compared to a lawnmower riding over a pile of rocks. Additionally, I sleepwalk and even sleep eat at night, at times raiding a snack cabinet without fully realizing it until the next morning. The medicine I take causes me to feel drunk at night. I am anxious about the noise disrupting and irritating others. My concern is for the sanity of the other guys. Is this something the other people would mind, or could it be a deal breaker? Am I worried about this and what other people would think of me? Should I tell them beforehand? One place they're looking has a bedroom in the basement, so perhaps that could be a good move. Option A, live alone and deal with high rent. Option B, live with others putting up with me. Or C, live alone in a cheaper but sketchier neighborhood. What do you think?
Have you tried one of those things that goes on your nose that expands your nasal
more
passages?
Than positive that he has. Have you tried a CPAP machine? That's a little easier than snoring because it's a constant hum.
Yeah, CPAP machine. Works.
Have you considered flipping the locks around on your door and locking yourself in?
Oh, that's nice.
That's good because you can make it so that there's like a key in the room, but like it's harder when you're sleepwalking to like find the key. The door.
Yeah, put it in right.
That's
up.
What we do with my son because he can open the lock now. We flip the lock around.
Nice.
Unyock it.
You could hang by your feet and sleep like Dracula.
You're thinking of bats. Dracula sleeps in a coffin.
Don't vampires sleep upside down?
I don't think so. I think they sleep
Who
in a
sleeps
coffin.
Upside down?
Bats.
Aren't vampires just human bats?
No.
Oh. You could sleep in a coffin. I think you bring it up with the guys. Hey, everybody. I'd like to live with you. If we all live together, the rent will be X per person, which would be great for me and for you. Let's try. It sounds like in your message, there's maybe one place has a basement. So, hey, it would be really important to me if we could prioritize having a basement because I've got these problems. Most guys will be like, yeah, dude, sounds good. We don't care. Most people, most guys in their 20s are not sleeping at night anyway. They're staying up late. They're playing Valorant, they're going to work, and they're going out. They're not sleeping. And if they are sleeping, they're sleeping through your, I mean, lawnmower. I'll tell you the number of times my father came in because I slept through a lawnmower riding over a pile of rocks. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, I'm out here working. You're in here sleeping. Get up, you know? I literally slept through a lawnmower riding through a pile of rocks. I think you'd be surprised at what people can put up with.
Oh, yeah.
It's good that you're self-aware about it, but I don't think it's that.
I appreciate it. Yeah, bring it up. Talk it through. The boys will understand. They're your boys. It's fine.
Yeah. Just tell them I'd really like to prioritize the place with the basement. But yeah, you shouldn't have to. It's not worth paying an extra $500 or $1,000 a month to just because it's like awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Build wealth.
Amen.
Tell people about your snoring.
There's no need. There's absolutely no need for you to spend more money to avoid awkward conversations. Too many people are willing to do that, actually. They're willing to make crazy life decisions just to avoid discomfort.
Yes.
It's crazy. All right.
Insane.
Question for the podcast. Any advice for a woman when you can tell a guy is interested in you, but he's not asking you out? There's a guy at my church who I feel like has been pretty obvious about being interested in me for months now, but he hasn't asked me out on a date. I feel like I'd been dropping pretty obvious hints.
Like
that
what?
I'd say yes if he asked me on a date, but you got to be more specific than that. Again, a girl could literally be kissing a guy and he'd be like, I don't know if she likes me. I've been dropping pretty obvious hints that I would say yes if he asked me on a date, but he's not picking up on the hints. A few of my friends have encouraged me to ask him out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I don't want to do that. I personally would rather have the guy take the initiative. Got to ask the question.
I know. This is prime real estate for the question.
The layup.
What you do is you go up to the guy and say, hey, are you going to ask me out? Or should I move on?
Chef's kiss.
Super simple.
Easy.
No fluff. Hey, it's been great getting to know you around here. Are you planning on asking me out? Or should I move on? And then the beautiful thing about this question is that it just opens it up very easy. And he can say, oh, yeah. I do want to go out with you.
Okay, great. Yes.
Great. Wonderful. Where would you like to go? And when would you like to do it? And then he gets to dictate the terms, right? But you are just making it easy for him. Or he says, I actually wasn't planning on asking you out. Wonderful. Thank you for letting me know. I just wanted to make sure. Perfect.
Easy.
Again, simple.
Simple, not easy. Uncomfortable. People Maybe. Are willing.
Don't
people
ask
are willing
him out.
To make silly life decisions to avoid uncomfortable conversations. And also, people make DTRs too complicated to find the relationship. You recall this from college. I once walked through the halls of Egan Hall at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And I walked past this guy wearing a fedora and a fake leather jacket talking to a girl wearing a t-shirt tucked into a skirt. This is a normal attire. This is incredibly normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear him finishing his sentence and he's saying something along the lines of like, you know, being your boyfriend. And then I hear her start the conversation saying, I really value our friendship. And I just ran as fast as I could away.
Oh.
I could not handle it. It sucks. There's better ways to DTR than have those uncomfortable conversations. Fellas, a great way to define the relationship is this. Would you like to go on a date with me? And then, girls, that question, are you going to ask me out on a date?
Yeah.
Very simple. Define the relationship in less than 30 seconds. You don't need to make the, can we talk? It's like your boss calling you in for a 4:50 meeting on a Friday at the end of the month. Hey, can we talk? No, we can't, actually.
No.
Don't ask that. Just ask them on a date or ask them, are you going to ask me out on a date? It's very simple. It could save your life, I think.
I love that you are writing in. I love that this is a serious enough problem for you to write into a podcast.
I love
because it means you have so much in front of you in your life.
The world is your oyster.
The world, you could do anything from here. So I would encourage you to wrap it up with this guy one way or the other and just keep going. This is this is small fries compared to what you'll do in the future.
Oh yeah.
So get the sooner that this gets, this is what people don't understand. The sooner that you make decisions about these types of things, the sooner that you, once you know you like someone, you ask them out, the sooner that when you're a woman, you recognize that like, it does not matter how, if I approach first or if you just like open it up and just say, hey, are you planning on asking me out or no? The sooner we get these things over with, the faster that everybody can start having kids again and like the birth rate can get fixed, you know, like yeah. The sooner you can get married and go do other things. But yeah. Because we're all, because it takes us 4 weeks and a podcast episode to figure out what to do, everybody's moving so slow. It's like molasses, you know? Yeah. Let the hormones drive you.
I thought of a fun little slogan for directions on how to have kids. Mm-hmm. One for the woman, one for the man, one for the 40-year-old Taylor Swift fan. You think that's good?
What does that even mean?
You got to have three kids for the birth rate to fix.
Ah,
one for the woman, one for the man, one for the 40-year-old Taylor Swift fan.
That's nice. I like that. That kind of
really put it on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift's fine. Madeline, don't. It's okay. Please don't get mad at me. But it's true.
Do we have time for one more question?
We do have time for one more question. And I think this question, I saved the best for last. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, great. Love it. Love it.
I'd like the boys to discuss in what situations, if any, it's okay to wear shorts in a church. My question for the bro apostles. I'm getting married in April. Okay, not them. Don't do it then.
No, those are two different questions. Shorts for church is one question. Do the married in April question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about shorts in church?
I think if you wear shorts in church, you should be executed by firing squad.
I agree. I'm a big fan of shorts. But not in church.
Love shorts. If it's out of your control, great. If it's in your control, don't wear shorts. It's very simple.
Great take. My question for the bro apostles, I am getting married in April and need advice for this season of engagement. What is the best advice you could give me as we prepare for marriage? Our marriage prep program is very minimal down here in the Archdiocese of Miami, and we want to prepare well. We've been reading Men, Women, and the Mystery of Love, but it seems like that book is meant for college girls who are waiting to find the one. Mm-hmm. We are also out here looking for ways to grow together in prayer during our engagement. If you have any wedding planning advice, that would be great. I feel like I'm drowning, and I forget why I'm even planning a wedding in the first place. I feel it.
I would read 3 to Get Married instead of Men, Women, and the Mystery of Love. 3 to Get Married is more your speed, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Men, Women, and the Mystery of Love is just like a very basic, here's what sex is for.
Yeah.
It's not for one night stands. And
how to find your soulmate without losing your soul. Read that one. Over to cover.
Read 3 to Get Married. Don't read Love and Responsibility. This is the line. People think the jump is from Ted Sri to Wojtyła. There's a middle path and it's Fulton Sheen. Absolutely. Follow the middle path. Is there... I don't know.
Love and Responsibility gave me a pathology that I had to work through.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you after the podcast.
Wonderful. You tell me on the bonus.
This is a boys conversation, not a public conversation.
Again, you're the theology guy. What even is marriage prep? Like, what is there to prepare for? Because there's no way to prepare for something that you haven't done before. You know, it's like trying to be like, I'm going to train for basketball by... watching other people play basketball
by watching film, you know.
Yeah,
I think I what marriage prep is for is to make sure that there's not going to be an annulment. Mm-hmm. Hot take.
Yeah,
so like I've heard of one person go through a marriage prep situation that was like, here's all the common reasons why people get annulments. Make sure this is not the case with you. Do you agree on your finances? Are you guys hiding financial stuff from each other? Mm-hmm. A friend of mine got an annulment because there was an issue with finances, and the annulment was granted.
A secret gambling bank account?
No, it was the marriage was on a stipulation about finances, and that stipulation was broken. And maybe I shouldn't have said that, but that
my dream is to have a secret gambling account.
Yeah, that's your dream.
I can withdraw funds from without my wife knowing.
So, like, I only bring that up to say, like, finances are important. You got to have conversations about that.
Yes.
Just because you agree on religion doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get an annulment. Mm-hmm. Another one is Another one, sex is still an important thing to talk about before marriage. Just because you agree that sex is for marriage doesn't mean there's not something annullable there. Mm-hmm. And then the other reason why people get divorces is in-laws. So you got to make sure you're solid on that one. Divorce is not necessarily annulment. It's not too much the church can do for you there.
Politics.
But is politics one?
I would imagine, especially in today's day and age.
Mm, yeah, where men and women are so polarized.
Mm-hmm. Democrat GF, Republican BF.
I will say it is pretty crazy that like one of the platforms of the Democratic Party was, hey, women, you don't have to tell your husband who you voted for. Like that's a crazy, that's like, that was wild. A bridge too far for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like politics.
That was it?
For your
that
spouse.
Was the bridge too far for you for the Democratic platform?
Yeah, I would say the killing babies and that was like, all right, you
killing
get
babies,
one more
transitioning
strike.
Minors, fine.
Yeah, transing the kids, you get one more strike.
Sure.
A cringy
but
commercial.
But telling my wife to lie to me, boy, how do I oughta.
Oh, man. That's a bridge too far.
I think that engagement is not a big deal. Because I think that anything that you learn in engagement will get either proven wrong or get outdated immediately as soon as you get married. So yes, prepare, pray. I think the best use of your time is just praying for each other, like asking God to bless you, asking God to give you the strength, give you the graces and the virtues that you need. Like time is better spent improving your own spiritual life, improving your own relationship with the Lord than working with each other to have a good engagement, you know? Because like what does that mean? It's like a temporary state.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nothing, you're not committed for life yet. So there's nothing really to work on in your relationship. So, and as far as the wedding stuff goes, don't do anything that you wouldn't do don't do anything for other people is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Like if you're just like, oh, I just want like a simple meal that's like not that complicated, not that expensive, do it. If I don't really want to do like the cake, you know, that's not okay. Don't do the cake. I don't really want to do like the entrance things. Okay. Don't do it. You know, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do, and you don't have to do anything. Or you can do anything that people don't normally do, you know?
Yeah.
So
the only thing you can't do is the garter toss. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, that is. I forgot about that.
And you should be immediately thrown into alligator Alcatraz if you do the garter toss.
I think it'd be funny to throw the bouquet backwards over the fence of alligator Alcatraz and then watch which woman is desperate enough to run through the alligators to get the bouquet.
I like weddings where they do the bouquet toss instead of tossing the bouquet. She like hands it to one of her friends and the friend's boyfriend proposes. I like those videos.
You like that? You like when the boyfriend proposes at the wedding? You don't think that's you don't think that's uncouth of a man?
I think it's great. I think it's great.
The circle of life.
Yeah, I think it's great if the bride is the one who initiates it. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah, that's true. If it just happens, then that's no good. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what we did at our wedding. I had this notion in my mind that I was like going to go and try to talk to everybody, and it just wasn't worth it.
You didn't even talk to me.
No, I barely talked to you. You were in the wedding. I barely talked to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember if there's anything that I would. I didn't eat a donut. We had a donut bar for dessert. Everybody said they were so good, and I wanted one so bad, but I could never make my way over to the dessert table.
Yeah.
Because I kept finding myself at the bar instead of at the dessert table.
Oh, you were finding a way to get to a bar, but not the donut bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think you just have fun. Just think about what you and your person want to do. It does not matter if your parents want to invite people that you don't want there, say no. If your in-laws want people there that you don't want there, you can say no. If you, I think, have a big one, a small one, it doesn't matter. Literally just do whatever you want. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's like the only party in your whole life that's like your party.
Yeah.
You get to dictate the terms. So dictate the terms, and everybody else will say, all right, this is what it is.
You want to come? Yes. You don't want to? No.
I understand it's hard to plan it all, but that might make it a little bit easier because then it's less stressful, you know?
Yeah. And then you won't figure everything out until your fifth year of marriage. I've figured everything out. it's my, so.
Yeah, we're getting, next year will be our 5 year. And I think by then I won't have much more to learn. So
no,
yeah, it should be nice.
Pretty much an expert now. So
yeah. Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
that's it. I gotta go be with my family. It's my day off.
I gotta record. We gotta record the top of the show thing that we keep forgetting.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we have two ads.
Oh, I don't have any copy for one of them. So
okay, I don't have copy for the other one. I'll record them by myself some other time.
Wonderful.
If I get,
I'll bring my microphone with me if we need to do something tomorrow. We can. I don't know what your plans are, but I'll just be at my parents' house. So
okay, cool.
All right. Thanks everybody for coming to Bro Apostles episode 12.
See you guys.
What do you, was there something else you wanted to say?
I have nothing else.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.